USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As gas is just pennies away from an all-time record high, and Congress would like to see Russian oil supplies blocked to the United States, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president is doing everything he can.
The president's message is that he is going to do everything we can, everything he can, to reduce the impact on the American people, including the price of gas at the tank. What is also true is that because of the actions of President Putin, because he invaded a sovereign country, that created instability.
And the Supreme Court will not review the sexual assault case against Bill Cosby, leaving in place a decision by Pennsylvania's highest court that vacated the comedian's 2018 indecent assault conviction and freed him from prison in June. Cosby was convicted on three felony accounts of drugging and assaulting Andrea Constand in 2004. Stay updated anytime at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have launched missiles into the busy waters of the Red Sea, raising the risk of striking one of the many commercial vessels using the waterway crucial to global shipping. The Red Sea connects into the Suez Canal, which sends cargo and energy shipments to Europe. Since seizing Yemen's capital in September 2014, the Houthis have launched missiles, deployed bomb-laden drone boats, and released mines into the Red Sea. The Navy said maritime traffic has not yet been impacted, but they are watching the situation closely. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Selma, Alabama to commemorate a defining moment in the fight for equal voting rights, even as congressional efforts to restore the landmark 1965 Voting Rights Act have stalled. Harris linked arms with rank-and-file activists from the civil rights movement and led thousands across the bridge, where on March 7, 1965, state troopers attacked voting rights marchers attempting to cross. Harris called the site hallowed ground, where people fought for the most fundamental right of American citizenship. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Two famous Hollywood stars are doing what they can to help Ukraine. With that story, here's USA Radio's Ken Burns.
Actor Mila Kunis and her husband, fellow actor Ashton Kutcher, promised to match $3 million worth of donations to support Ukrainian refugees escaping the Russian invasion. Both actors met while working on the Fox sitcom That 70s Show. Kunis was born in Ukraine and immigrated to the United States with her family in 1991. The couple hopes to raise $30 million altogether. As of early Sunday afternoon, more than $16 million was raised on their GoFundMe page. Kunis said in a video that she's a proud American, that she loves everything the country has done for her and her family, and that she has never been more proud to be a Ukrainian.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that NATO members have the go-ahead to send fighter jets to Ukraine as the U.S. and their allies continue their efforts to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia's invasion.
That gets a green light. In fact, we're talking with our Polish friends right now about what we might be able to do to backfill their needs if, in fact, they choose to provide these fighter jets to the Ukrainians. What could we do? How can we help to make sure that they get something to backfill the planes that they're handing over to the Ukrainians, as well as taking further steps to give the Ukrainians what they need to defend themselves against the Russian aggression.
Blinken also noted that Putin is doubling down and digging in on all his aggression against Ukraine. He expects the war to go on for some time. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.